to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Good morning. It's time for your Community Connection here on K1 at 8:33. And brought to you by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville and by Tall Grass Motors. We're talking chamber business today, and typically Sherry Wilt is in. But today we have Kim Whitmore as our guest today. Kim, welcome to the studios.
Thank you, Phil.
Now, you have several different jobs that you do. Director of membership is one of them.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And also in charge of women in business.
Yes.
And retention events.
Retention events, correct.
So you've got three, looks like pretty good size areas there to cover.
Busy.
And you spell your name with a Y, K-Y-M.
Yes.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay, Kim. Well, we're here to talk about chamber business, and you have several items I know that you want mm-hmm. to talk about. What do you want to start off with first, Kim?
I think I'd like to start off with our Women in Business event. We had Celebration of Women last week, and we honored six local business women in the area, and it's such a fun event. We had 180 ladies register for that, and we gave out six awards, and one was Behind the Scenes Award, and that went to Mary Kay Marshall. She was office manager of Bartlesville Regional United Way. Our Outstanding Mentor Award went to Kelly Barham, Chief Operating Officer at Sutterfield Financial Group. Mutual Executive Director Penny Meadows was honored with the Outstanding Nonprofit Leadership Award. Linnell Hill, a ConocoPhillips Supervisor, Community Volunteer, and Northeastern State University Adjunct Professor was our Inspirational Leader Award. Our Outstanding Corporate Executive Award went to Amy Cady, Managing Director, Investment Officer of Cady Sewell Wealth Management Group of Wells Fargo Advisors. And our Female Business Owner of the Year Award went to Donna Barkley, Broker Owner of RE/MAX of Bartlesville. And it was just a fun night celebrating those women, talking about all the accomplishments they have done for our community. It's just a lot of fun.
Sounds like a wonderful turnout. Of course, a lot of women involved in the community and the activities mm-hmm. going on.
That is correct.
A lot of nice awards there.
Yes, yes. This is the third year we have done that, and it has just grown every year. And it's just a great time for the Chamber to honor women in our community, and we really look forward to that event.
All right. We're talking with Kim Whitmore from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with more after this.
Is it time? Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tall Grass Motors. Tall Grass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tall Grass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tall Grass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tall Grass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Hello there. Phil Weaver, pleased to be on the Community Connection this morning in Charlie's absence for a few minutes. And we have the pleasure of having Kim Whitmore from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. And she's getting us caught up on some recent happenings and some things coming up. Boy, you've got a whole slate of things
the
weeks to come.
We do. We have lots of events coming up. Our next event actually is tomorrow, and it is with Governor Fallon, State of the State Forum that we have. It's going to be from 11:30 to 1, and it will be at the Bartlesville Community Center. And ABB and Jane Phillips Medical Center are our sponsors for that event. And then we jump to March 24th, and we have another forum with Senator Lankford, and it's sponsored by Tulsa Bone and Joint, and again, James Phillips Medical Center, and it will also be at the Bartlesville Community Center. So if you're interested in coming to any of those events or forums, you can contact the chamber and or go online at our website at justbartlesville.com and register for those events. And then I just wanted to talk a little bit about April 16th is our Business and Home Show. In the past, it's always been in February, and we have a new date for this, and we're excited about that, more springtime. We still have booths available. We have it's held at the Washington Fairgrounds, but we do have several booths available. So if you're interested in that, you can also call the chamber. And it's just a fun event. We have about 2,000 people come through there. And it's just a great opportunity for you to showcase your business and what you offer for the community. So just let us know if you're interested in that.
Okay, a wide range of businesses and things that show the availability of things in the community, right?
That is true. We'll have everything from landscapers to banks to just any kind of business that's in the community, but also things that will offer things for your home. It could be a guttering company, it could be painters, it could be floor layers, you know, just different things like that that will cover both of those areas.
It's really a good place to come if you've got several different things you're thinking of about your home to go around and maybe get a little bit of advice on several different areas.
That's
maybe
true.
Like you say, the landscaping or something about your home or decorating or whatever. So that's a good event for that, isn't it?
It is.
So space still available, and to
yes.
contact, either go online or?
Yes, you can go online or you can call the chamber as well and contact us. The event is held from 9 to 3, and we will have food there from different vendors, and it'll just be a fun day as well.
And that's on April 16th.
Yes, April 16th.
You're listening to the Community Connection on KWON with Kim Whitmore from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. And we'll have more with Kim next.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
This is the Community Connection on KWON, brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. We have the pleasure of having Kim Whitmore from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, Director of Membership, Women in Business, and Retention Events. And she's here talking about a lot of things coming up. Boy, the Chamber is active, is it not?
We are. We keep busy for sure. We love it. I wanted to talk to the ladies especially. On April 20th, our Women in Business will be with Jill Donovan. She will be our speaker from Rustic Cuff. And we already have, I think, 170 ladies registered for that, and we haven't even really advertised. So if you're interested in coming to that event, she's going to be a great speaker that day. Just contact us again at the chamber or go to our website and you can register. And it's $25 to attend that for members and $35 for non-members. But our website will give you all the details on that. And then on May 5th, we have our Chamber Classic Golf Tournament, and that's always a fun golf tournament. And this year, it's held at Hillcrest Country Club, but this year we are combining it. We'll have our golf tournament during the day and then our business after hours that evening at Hillcrest. And so that'll be a fun day. So you can just golf and then go straight to our business after hours. So that'll be a fun time. And then we'll end up our kind of our fiscal year on May 17th with our annual awards and gala. And this is just a huge event. It will be at the Hilton Garden Inn. And we still need nominations for that event. We have Business of the Year, Small Business of the Year, Ernie Mackinac and Tom Shoemaker Leadership Awards, and the Jim Gilley Outstanding Citizen Award. So if you want to nominate someone for that, please contact us at the Chamber, and we're already working on that event, and that is a really fun event as well, just to honor a lot of people in our community that do so much for us.
So here's an opportunity for public input to our listeners. If you've got somebody you know fit these categories, somebody who needs and deserves recognition, give the chamber a call or log on and
definitely
submit that information.
Yes.
Okay, Kim, that is coming up May 17th on that.
Yes, May 17th.
So we have a little lead time to get those nominations in
and
so forth. All right. Now, what have we missed this morning, Kim?
Well, the only other thing that is kind of sandwiched in there is our day at the Capitol. That's April 13th, and that's sponsored by AEPPSO. And if you're interested in that, we take a bus, go to the Capitol, and it's a lot of fun. It's coincides with our Leadership Bartlesville Day. And then also, I just wanted you to know, every Friday we send out an update, a legislative update. So I hope you all are getting those and can see what's going on in that area.
Now, how do you get the legislative update?
As a member, we okay. send out e-blasts, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
E-blasts?
Yes.
Okay. That must
and
be
like
a
email.
Program, right?
Yes.
E-blast. Wow, yes. I just received an e-blast, and boy, do I feel good.
Yes.
That's a good name. Okay. Yeah. Kim Whitmore is talking with us about the Chamber of Commerce events coming up, and anything that we have missed before we close things out on Community Connection this morning?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we covered every event we have coming up for the next couple of months. But if anyone has any questions, please do not hesitate to call us and ask us, and we'll let you know when it is and the time and everything about it.
All right. And I just might mention something. I was watching something on TV last night, but there was a commercial on TV, and it showed the... among the places in Bartlesville, showed a bunch of places, it was the Bartlesville Chamber office.
Yes.
Which is really distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so iconic. It looks very nice there.
With the depot, yes.
I'm thinking, oh, there's the chamber office.
You know? I know. It's a great place to be housed. Yes.
Little did I know at that time that I would be in this chair talking with you this morning. As Charlie had an event he had to go to. That
yes.
might even be a chamber thing.
It is. I saw him, so, yes.
So you said you knew he wouldn't be interviewing you
right.
this morning. All right. Kim Whitmore, so good to talk to you this morning.
Well, thank you.
And you say we've covered everything, right?
I think so.
Okay, very good. Nice job. Appreciate
thank
the
you.
Information. And should we give out a phone number for the chamber?
Yes, our phone number is 918-336-8708.
All right, very good. Or you could log on to...
to just www.bartlesville.com.
All right, very good. Kim Whitmore from the Chamber, in charge of Director of Membership, Women in Business, and Retention Events. We appreciate your presence this morning.
Thank
and
you very
us
much.
In, keeping us clued.
Thank you.
You. And the Community Connection this morning has been brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville.
Where is happiness? Not in unbelief. Voltaire was an infidel of the most pronounced type. He wrote, "I wish I had never been born." Not in pleasure. Lord Byron lived a life of pleasure, if anyone did. He wrote, "The worm, the canker, and grief are mine alone." Not in money. Jay Gould, the American millionaire, had plenty of that. When dying, he said, "I suppose I am the most miserable."